Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guests. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Very interesting guest on the show today. Andrew Lubin has spent much of the last 4 or 5 years embedded with our troops in the hotspots, Afghanistan, Iraq, in Haiti, wherever one finds our Marines and our soldiers. He has been boots on the ground in places like Fallujah, out in the field with our guys, wherever America has Marines and soldiers in the field. Andrew Lubin has been there. His new book is Charlie Battery, and gosh, I guess, Andrew, new book is not necessarily the case so much anymore. You wrote this thing a while back and have just been over there with our guys quite a bit the last few years.
Burke, exactly. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Yeah, the book came out a couple of years ago, and I keep trying to finish my second book, but like you said, I keep going back to Ramadi and Fallujah, Afghanistan and Haiti, and that's where the Marines and soldiers are, so that's where I've got to be at the same time. The second book will finish. We'll get that finished soon.
Our number, by the way, if you'd like to ask Andrew questions, be a part of the program, is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, or send a message into our chat room, and we'll be happy to pass it along. You are not a military guy by background or by trade, so what is it about you that said, you know, I want to go where these guys are and frankly put myself in harm's way to do it?
It was a variety of things, Burke. It was kind of like a perfect storm of luck, to be honest with you. I wrote Charlie Battery almost by accident. My son had come back from fighting in OIF back in June 2003, and I was talking to him in the car after we were coming up from Camp Lejeune. You know, conversation was, hey, you know, my combat veteran son, tell me about fighting at Azariah. So we did. So I wrote a book. And the book got good reviews, and the Marine Corps actually gave me a grant to write a second one. And I took that, and I started working on my Azariah book, and then the opportunity came up to go to Beirut with 24th MU. And I went, and I wrote about that. And that seemed to work out well. They invited me back into Iraq, so I went like 5 times. So this is one of these things where the opportunity was there, and writing about the Marines and soldiers and counterinsurgency, which is a combination of military and economics and politics, that all seemed to fit. I enjoy it. I do it well. And at the same time, this is history being made. There's very few reporters or journalists out there writing about the troops on the ground. They don't want to sit in Baghdad or sit back in Washington and give grand strategy. But strategy doesn't get things done. It's the Marines on the ground doing things. It's the soldiers out there in the bunker. That's where the story is. So if you want to do a good job, you go where the story is.
You said something that's interesting to me, though, Andrew. You said that the Marines, I guess, had funded the book. What sort of editorial oversight do they have in what you write there? Is there ever a time where they say, no, you can't write this, or, you know, this might put our guys in harm's way, or this doesn't paint our country in the best possible light?
Oh, they couldn't care less. They gave me a grant to get my NSRI book written, which I'm 2 years late on, but they understand because, you know, they understand what I do and they like it. And all they want to do is get the story out. It's not an editorial grant. It simply gives me some funding to do interviews and not have a real job as I write a book, no more, no less.
Our guest is Andrew Lubin. He's spent quite a bit of time the last 4 years as an embedded journalist in Afghanistan, Iraq, Haiti, and other hotspots around the world. What about, you mentioned your son serving. What is your overall sense of the morale of our soldiers in Afghanistan as this thing continues to drag on and on?
Well, let me speak specifically about the Marines, because I embed more with them, and I don't want to turn around and give a blanket statement of morale is good or morale is bad. The bases I was at on my last trip, I spent 2 weeks living in the field with the Marine Infantry platoon outside of Marja. You know, it's hot, it's dangerous. They're volunteers, the Marines. They like it. The morale is, frankly, really, really high. Going up to my son's base up outside of Musakala, this is the middle of June. we threw a thermometer on the ground one sunny day. It was 152 degrees. I'm kidding the Marine that I'm with, and I say, "Son, what do you think of this, 152 degrees? He looks at me with a smile, and he says, "Living the dream, sir, another day in paradise." But that's the Marine mentality. If the worst, this is kind of, it's like high school psychology. The worse it gets, the more you like it. You know, 100 degrees, go to California. Go to New York City. You know, Washington in the summertime. 152 degrees, if you're going to suffer, make it worth your while. And you get to turn around and be a Marine in the process. These young men can't be more proud. And it's an energetic time for me to go over there and be with them, because that rubs off on me at the same time.
Journalist and author Andrew Lubin is our guest today. His book is Charlie Battery. It talks about his time on the ground with our Marines overseas. And Barry in Rhode Island is on the Burke Allen Show. Hi, Barry. You have a question for Andrew Lubin?
Hey, Andrew. What surprised you most about your visit over to Afghanistan?
Many things. First, what really surprises me is how much the Afghan people like us. And again, this is going to be specific to where I was at. This isn't some general statement. In Marja, the people liked having us there. They like what we bring. They like the jobs. They like the security. They like the schools. They like the doctors. And it's amazing walking up and down some of these lanes where they're practicing their rudimentary English, and I'm practicing my very rudimentary Pashto because they want to communicate with us. And that's what you don't see back here sometimes. But it's a – and that I found very surprising. Another thing surprising, you know, I'm on the wrong side of 55. These kids are on the slow side of 25. The fact that I can keep up mostly with them, that's kind of a surprise also, to be honest with you.
Great question. Thanks, Barry, for the phone call. Andrew Lubin is our guest. The book is Charlie Battery. And if folks want to pick that book up, where's the best place to find it?
Two places, Brooke. Thank you for mentioning that. First of all is Amazon.com. But the best place is off my website, AndrewLubin.com, because it's cheaper than Amazon. I throw in the shipping, and I sign a copy before I mail it out.
Excellent. It's Andrew Lubin, spelled L-U-B-I-N, AndrewLubin.com. Back with more with Andrew Lubin on the Burke Allen Show right after this.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
We're back on WAMS. I'm Burke Allen. Andrew Lubin is our guest. The book is Charlie Battery, and it talks about Andrew's time overseas. In Haiti, you were there before or after those devastating earthquakes?
I was there after the earthquake. I was there about 6 days afterwards. Went down with 24th MEU as part of the as their combat cameraman to get out there on the ground.
And what were your impressions 6 days after that devastation?
Horrifying. It was more, going to Afghanistan and Iraq wasn't good. Haiti was worse. You know, we flew in over Port-au-Prince. It was the middle of January, so we're leaving cold and snow up here. Down there is 90-some degrees. You could smell bodies from 1,000 feet. It was just gross. The place is totally destroyed. The pictures you saw didn't do the city and the people justice. And out in the field where I went with the Marines, we were, let me recap, we were about 6 miles to 10 miles to the west of Port-au-Prince. And it was as horrifying in the jungle as it was, or in the villages, as it was in the city. You had all the little shacks, all the concrete shacks, totally collapsed. So you had people pancaked, stuck between the ceiling and the floor, a leg sticking out here, a boot sticking out there. And the people really were just wandering around almost in a daze. I mean, the country wasn't good to begin with. And Burke, now you're looking at a situation where they didn't have water, didn't have food. I mean, they can live off coconuts for a couple of days. There's not many doctors and any hospitals and communication to begin with. Truly destitute country. And it's going to, and from what I'm reading and seeing, it hasn't improved in the past 6 months, which is even more of a shame.
Our guest is Andrew Lubin. He is an embedded journalist and an author. The book is Charlie Battery. It's available at andrewlubin.com, amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. As you travel with these young men, many of them are, barely out of their teens. Do you get a sense that they feel the support of the American people as they go about their duties in Iraq, Afghanistan, Haiti, and these other tough spots around the globe?
Very much so. The amount of unsolicited packages that come in is truly overwhelming, and they're very appreciative of that. And one of the things I do when I get back or even when I'm over there, I'll pick up a lot of addresses and send that to my circle of church friends and journalist friends and VFW groups. So the amount of unsolicited packages coming in are incredible. And they appreciate that. And one of the things, though, that they ask me when I get over there, and when you're in an area like Marja, we had no electricity, we had no power, we had no, sporadically we had a satellite phone, certainly no internet. The one question to me was, do people know what we're doing? Are we forgotten? And my two answers, no, Marine, that's my job to make sure when I get back you're not forgotten. And then they see the packages roll in with little notes, to unknown Marine, thank you for what you do. You missed a Smith sixth grade class. That makes a lot of difference over there. They really appreciate that.
We've got a couple of minutes left. Talk to me about the book itself, about Charlie Battery and your inspiration for the book and what it's about for folks who haven't read it yet.
Well, the inspiration was actually, Burke, it's kind of funny. I didn't mean to write it as a book. I meant to write it as 10 pages to throw in my dad's locker box so, in 20, 30 years, his son or his grandson could open up this old locker box and say, wow, that old guy did what? So, but 50 pages later, I called some publishers, and lo and behold, I had a book deal. But what the book is about, it's the story of the Marines fighting back in An-Nasiri in March 2003 in the initial invasion of Iraq from both the parents and the Marines' point of view. We have alternating chapters where the Marines are going offshore. They're leaving. They're on the convoy. They're going through the Suez Canal. They're stuck in the camps in Kuwait, Camp Shoup. And it discusses from the interviews with them what was it like, what did they have, what did they not have, what were their feelings. Then I'll switch back to what the parents are going through back on this end. So I've got the Marines and Charlie Battery being interviewed and fight and doing their thing overseas. At the same time, what's the reaction to Corporal Zombas' dad and Corporal Warren's mom, who are seeing because we're seeing some of this, but not enough of this on the television. And then I go into detail in the Battle of An-Nasiri, where the little girl Jessica Lynch was captured and then rescued, by my son and his unit in Charlie Battery, as a matter of fact. And then they all came back. So it's really a synopsis of the invasion of Iraq back in March 2003 with everybody involved in it. So I actually have more commentary and more responses on Amazon from the parents and from adults than I do from the Marines themselves.
And your son is still active duty military?
Yes, sir. He's active duty military. He's active duty Marine Corps. He's on his fifth deployment currently in Afghanistan.
Wow. Well, we wish him all the best, and we appreciate you being with us today. Andrew Lubin is our guest. The book is Charlie Battery. It's available on his website, andrewlubin.com. That's L-U-B-I-N, andrewlubin.com, or at amazon.com. The bookstore is everywhere. Andrew, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today on the Burke Allen Program.
Burke, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Live in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Remember your troops. Now, go out and make it a great day. Thanks for listening.